Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr., and this is the shortest introduction of all time. At this time, Grace, the CFO of the DeMarie Company and also the sales leader and manager of the ATS Junior Companies, shall now present herself unto you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Antonio M. Christian Smith. Instead of five middle names, I actually only have two. Okay, just wanted to put that out there. So let's jump right into it. Today we are going to be discussing how rejection is killing you. Have you ever asked anybody for some advice, like you were going through something, and they were telling you, well, I went through that same thing, and this is what I did, and this is how it helped me. And the minute they started talking and the things they were saying, you weren't feeling, so you just turned them off. Or you needed help with something and you asked someone for help and they were telling you what you should do because you didn't like what they were saying that you should do because you didn't feel like you wanted to do that, you turned them off. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is called rejection. You are rejecting advice and help that people are trying to give you. There are two reasons why we reject things. The first one is our auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is what you immediately tell yourself. You fight what's being told to you because you doubt the greatness that's within you. An example of that is when someone tells you they believe you have a book in you that you can write. And you say, I don't like writing. I don't like words. I like numbers. Book, I don't know what you're talking about. That's called rejection. Another example, when someone is giving you advice about something you're dealing with because they've gone through it themselves, which is what I was discussing earlier, they told you what worked for them and they were just trying to help you, but because you didn't like how they handled the situation, you decided you weren't going to take in or receive the blessing that they were giving you. So the first one, the first reason that we reject things is our auto-suggestion. The second thing is what Napoleon Hill talks about in his book, Think and Grow Rich. He has a section or a chapter entitled The Six Ghosts of Fear, or How to Outwit the Six Ghosts of Fear. And in thinking about the title of the chapter, it's very simple. He calls the fears ghosts because ghosts are invisible, and you can't see them. Therefore, fear is not real. But people do have these six basic fears. I'll talk a little bit about them tonight. The first fear that he talks about is the fear of poverty. Before that, fears are nothing more than a state of mind, and one state of mind is subject to control and direction. So again, fear is all in the mind, and how you allow, if you allow fear to direct your mind, that's how it creeps in. So the first one is fear of poverty. This is the most destructive of the six basic fears. Antonio Smith always tells us that there are only two roads in life, the road to poverty and the road to prosperity, and they travel in opposite directions. If whatever you are feeling is not serving you, you are on the road to poverty. An example of that is when you're feeling the need to be right all the time. If you feel the need to be right all the time, you, my friend, are on the road to poverty. There can be no compromise between poverty and prosperity. There is no gray. It's either black or it's white in this sense. You either choose prosperity or you choose poverty, but there is no go in between. There are six symptoms to the fear of poverty. The first one being indifference, the second one being indecision. My good friend and business partner, I heard her say a lot, Deanna Mitchell, she says that indecision is a decision, but it's the worst decision. Doubt is another symptom of poverty. Worry, overcaution, and when I heard that overcaution or being trying to be perfect was a fear of poverty, I was a little floored. And then also, finally, procrastination. I've heard over the years that procrastination is the worst nation to be in. And you do not want to be in procrastination. That is on the road to poverty at its best. If you continue to get ready to get ready, you are on the road to poverty. The second fear is the fear of criticism. Criticism robs people of their initiative, destroys their power of imagination, limits their individuality, takes away their self-reliance, and does them damage in many other ways. Criticism will plant fear or resentment in the heart, but it will not build love or affection. Parents often instill the fear of criticism in their children. For example, you just gonna be just like your daddy. He wasn't nothing, and you ain't gonna be nothing either. You never listen to me when I say something to you. Criticism. You're always doing this. You keep doing that. You never do this. You never do that. Just criticize, criticize, criticize. And that can damage one's mind. That can damage one's feelings. And people, as you grow into adulthood, you continue to have that fear. I did not want to be a speaker for anything in the world. And when Antonio Smith kept telling me, yeah, you're going to be a speaker, you're going to be a speaker, I kept rejecting him. I'm like, no, I don't. No, I'm not. I don't like talking. I like being behind the scenes working on other stuff. So he sat me down one day, and he started to prod and pry and really get to the center of why I really don't want to speak, which is I don't want to look stupid in front of people. Therefore, I have a fear of criticism. I do not like and cannot stand to be criticized. It just does something to me, and it's a fear that I have to work on because, again, fear is a state of mind. The next fear is the fear of ill health. The seed of this fear lives in every human mind. Worry, fear, discouragement, disappointment in love and business affairs cause this seed to germinate and grow. Some people suffer from hypochondria. You've heard of those people who are hypochondriacs. They think they're sick all the time. If you ask them, hey, how you doing? Oh, well, you know, my back's been hurting, and this sinuses are just killing me. They won't go away, and it's just all in the mind. Imaginary illnesses. They convince themselves that they're sick so much that they produce physical symptoms of that sickness. Your mind is a powerful thing. You can think something so much that it can actually come into fruition. If you feel a tingle in your throat and you tell yourself, oh, man, I'm about to get sick, and you keep harping on it and harping on it and harping on it, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get sick. Whereas if you would have done the opposite and said, you know what, it's just a little tingle. It'll go away. I'll watch it, whatever. And you take it out of your mind, you would have been perfectly fine. The next fear is the fear of loss of love. This is the most painful of all the six basic fears. Few symptoms of this is jealousy, being suspicious of friends and loved ones without any reasonable evidence, the habit of accusing one's partner of infidelity without ground. It's just kind of like a paranoia, and you feel you. And most of the time, I believe that people have this fear in that sense of infidelity or jealousy because they suffer from low self-esteem issues with themselves. And how they feel about certain people is really how they feel about themselves. Another symptom is when you can't be yourself around your friends because you think if you're truly yourself, if you're the real you, they may not like you and they may not want to be your friend anymore. That is a true fear of loss of love of someone. But in that sense, they're really not your friends if they can't be your friend, if you can't be the real you around them. The fifth fear is the fear of old age. Of course, that's self-explanatory. The possibility of ill health is a major cause of this fear. And then the possibility of loss of freedom and independence is also a symptom of the fear of old age. As you get older, you start to feel, I can't do the things I used to do when I was 17. I'm 45 now, and, you know, some things I can't do, you know, some things I used to do, I can't do anymore. Sometimes that is all in the mind. And, of course, our bodies do get older. However, it is a mind thing. And then lastly, the fear of death. People really fear death because they fear the unknown. You really don't know what's going to happen after you die. That's just something that you just have to wait and see. And so when people can't control things, they But fear is merely a transition. And if everything on earth is just energy and matter, energy can't be created, nor can it be destroyed. It can only be transferred. Therefore, there's really no reason to fear death. But these are the six basic fears, which are a state of mind. When you constantly reject the advice others try to give you, you live for others and not yourself. I've been there. I was living not for me, but for the people who raised me. I call them mom and dad. I love them with all my heart. But I equated them being proud of me with me making them happy and with me living for them. And it took me 37 years to realize, hey, you might want to live for you before you get up out of here. And so because of that, because I was living for other people, I rejected everything somebody attempted to tell me in order to receive blessings, in order to be successful, in order to reach prosperity. When you constantly reject the advice others try to give you, you remain poor, P-O-O-R, which means you constantly pass over opportunities repeatedly. It keeps you poor in life. It keeps you poor in finances. It keeps you poor in character, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It keeps you continuously passing over opportunities repeatedly. And opportunities don't come by every day. Another thing that you do is you stunt any possibility of growth in any of the areas that I just mentioned above, your life, finances, character, relationships, anything that's connected to you. You think you're giving up some of your power to the person who's giving you advice if you listen to them. I have been victim to that too. victim is the wrong word, but I have been, guilty of that as well, okay? When people tell me, hey, listen, I think you should do this because this will really help you in this sense, I didn't think about it until somebody told me, you actually think that you're giving up some of your power if you listen to me. Okay, it made sense. I am a left brain person, and when you make logical sense to me, you bless my whole left brain. And so that made total sense to me when they said it, okay? So you are not giving up any power if you actually take advice from somebody who is trying to help you become successful and prosperous. If anything, submitting to that advice makes you even more powerful. I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to me. And when you reject advice others try to give you, you forfeit your dreams. Whatever your dreams are in life that you want to achieve before you transition, anytime you reject anything, you're just handing over your dreams to rejection. Here you go. I don't want $3 million. Here you go. I don't want $42 billion. There you go. I don't want that house. Here you go. I don't want my kids' college tuition paid for. You have to tell yourself to stop rejecting and to open yourself up to receive. The key to getting rid of rejection is to forgive. Whether you must forgive others or yourself, the only way to forgive is to release the fears you have. Again, the fears are not real. They are a state of mind. You cannot forgive if you are still holding on to fear. Just like there's no prosperity or in between of prosperity and poverty, I can't forgive you and hold on to the fear that you may hurt me at the same time. Unforgiveness and the six basic fears are rooted in pain. Antonio tells us all the time that people only do two things. They either run towards pleasure or they run away from pain. And if I'm in pain, of course I'm going to reject you. I don't want to feel the pain because I'm fearful of the pain. Therefore, I'm going to reject whatever it is that you're saying or whatever you're trying to give me to receive. But in order to get rid of the problem, you must release the problem in you. The problem, whatever problems that you have, whatever fears that you have, you must release them. If you have to forgive yourself for not being yourself, if you have to forgive yourself for not being open to receiving, you have to release it in order to grow. You have to release it in order to be open. Somebody tells me all the time, you got to let the crap go. And it's basically the truth. You got to let it go. And to let it go, you must be open to receive. If you could, those of you who are listening to me right now, if you could do me one favor, take your hands and close them. If you're looking at your hands, they should be balled up in two fists right now. When you do this, you are showing the universe that you are not ready to receive anything that's trying to be given to you. This is what you do when you reject things. Now open your hands with your palms facing up. You are now showing the universe that you are ready to receive what is meant for you to have. When you are open, when you forgive, you are ready to receive, and you no longer reject. My name is Grace Yvonne Williams-Sandals. I appreciate you all for taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate Antonio T. Smith, Jr. for the opportunity to speak with you this evening. Thank you.
Now, just wait a minute. Now, wait. Wait a minute. I started to say, come on, preacher. All right, let's open it up to Q&A. I've been watching the comments. I want to hear somebody. I want to hear what POOR stands for again. Anybody got something to say?
Way to go, Grace.
Mama, is that you?
That's me. Way to go. So good. I tell you, I am truly blessed to have heard it.
That is, wow, Mama's on the phone. Hey, your daughter hold it up. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Telling you, I'm gonna have to listen to you all more often.
Way to go, Grace. Would you like to share with us how you feel right now? That would be, there's like hundreds of people on the call that want to hear.
Okay. Well, wow. I was not expecting that, but I am appreciative and grateful. My parents are always supportive in everything I do. However they found out, I am grateful.
Your dad.
Can you hear me, Grace? Can you hear me, Grace?
I can hear you, Dad.
Yeah. Well, good. I am proud of you. We always have been. No matter what direction you decide to go in, as long as you keep the law first, you're able to do whatever that's possible that he has for you to do. I'm glad to see that you're trying to come out of your shell. You're getting beyond me. I'm still in mine. But you come out of yours, and you make yourself available to what the Lord has for you to do. You'll do great things, sweetie. We love you dearly.
Thank you, Daddy. I love y'all, too.
All right. Amen. All right.
All right.
All right. All right. So we just had the greatest ever. We got more people want to comment. Let me just tell everybody. The Grace parents are everywhere. They are all, when she speaks, she's there. When she doesn't speak, they there. If they got to give money, they there. They are always there. So it is a wonderful opportunity to see some great parents be great examples. That is wonderful, wonderful. Anyone else want to chime in? Show some
hey,
love
Grace.
Or drop
can you
some
hear
comments.
Me?
There we go.
Can y'all hear me? I have
yes.
Your phone. Hi, friend.
Hi, friend.
Hi, Mafia HT and Daddy EJ. That's everybody's parents. Grace, you did a wonderful job. You helped me so much I too need to write down the poor acronym. I'm very proud of you. I'm like your dad. I'm so glad you busting up out of that shell. And I'm over here almost in tears because your parents were on congratulating you. I know how much that means to you. And I know that you probably have crying rainbows all around you right now. But I love you and I'm proud of you. And you did a great job.
Thank you so much. I love you too.
All right. Hey, anybody else?
Hey, Grace, hey. It's Michelle. How are you?
Hey,
you did an amazing job. No one really wants to talk about their fears, and you were transparent, and you helped me. You helped me when you said rejection stunts your growth, and then you also talked about that when you live for others and not yourself, and that hit home for me. That really did. So thank you for helping me. I cried when your mom and dad spoke. So I'm just really happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Grace, Sandals.
Brian Johnson.
Yes. Awesome. Dynamic job. Thanks for beating me up and letting me know why I'm so short. You know, studying my growth all these years, that would explain my height, you know. Really appreciate that. No, awesome information. I love the perspective that you put on it. I love your transparency. You did a great job.
Thank you so much, sir.
Oprah Gale.
What's going on, lady?
My business partner, my best friend, my girl, oh, my God, ma'am, that was absolutely amazing. I can't even begin to the, you have blessed my soul and helped me release. I'm so grateful for you. Words cannot describe how proud I am and how happy I am that you are my business partner and my best friend. And I've watched you grow, and your growth has been so amazing. And you are coming out of your shell, and it is beautiful to see this wonderful woman grow. And this call was absolutely amazing, and I just want to thank you so much for your transparency and for sharing and for letting me know that I've been stunting my growth. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, come on. It's a lot of y'all on this phone, so if somebody else got questions, comments, show us some love, please, by all means. You have the floor.
Hey, Grace. This is Tempest. I just want to say that I am super proud of you and very surprised. Like, you knocked this out of the park. And for somebody who was so scared of what they were going to say and their topic, you did the best job yet. And I am glad that your parents are on here, and I'm glad that you are receiving all of these compliments and all of this love, because you deserve it. And you were amazing. I enjoyed your topic. I enjoyed your flow. And thank you for being exactly who you are.
Thank you so much, Tim. Appreciate you.
Yes. I was going to say there have been lots and lots of phone calls that have been great, but this has been the best one that we've done thus far. Anybody else? Anyone want to ask a question, show some love? I still want to hear that poor acronym. That blessed me. What did POOR stand for?
POOR stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly.
Passing over opportunities repeatedly. I believe about 19 people are going to steal that from you by the next 24 hours. I promise you that.
That's okay, because I stole it from somebody.
Anyone else? Anyone else have comments, questions for Grace? All right. Well, here's what we'll do. I'll just do a short, real quick announcement. Grace, you're going to close us out and have final words. Catch us next Tuesday to hear Tempest. Next Tuesday, you're going to hear Tempest.
Make it for the contract.
Next Tuesday, you're going to hear Tempest. She will be back up. And the Tuesday after that, you will hear Shannon. We do appreciate you here at the ATSJR Companies, the number one training company in the Houston area. Statistically, you can look that up. Nobody is greater than what you are hearing here. Grace just lit us on fire. So without further ado, Grace, please, by all means, you have the last words.
Again, thank you so much to all who were able to be open and receive, who were able to be on and listening. I definitely got a surprise from my parents. I'm very grateful, very grateful. I rarely cry, and they did it for me tonight. But I thank you all for being there to support in the rough times when I rejected everybody. And you stuck with me. You stayed my friend. And for that, I am eternally grateful. Stop rejecting. Stop being poor. And you will be successful. That's it.
All right. Well, unmute the lines if you want to say goodbye, but we appreciate you.
Thank you all.